All right, so that's a clip from Civil War out this past weekend. Welcome to the week-ending April 14th edition of Silver Screen Previews all across Instagram Live and on the Buzzsprout Podcast. We welcome you to the show. We want to say hello to Maddie Adams because of technical difficulties yesterday. She was not able to join us, but she's here today. Hey, Maddie, how you doing today?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
That's fantastic. So we're talking about Civil War, which is out in wide release. It's rated R, and it stars Kirsten Dunst, Nick Offerman, Kaylee Spaney, and Jesse Plemons. A journey across a dystopian future America following a team of photojournalists as they try to reach D.C. before rebel forces get there. What was your review of Civil War?
Honestly, I was a little bit disappointed. I was expecting there to be more of a storyline, but it felt like the trajectory wasn't very clear and the movie didn't know where it was going.
Right.
I think that there were a lot of really random subplots as well that didn't help the storyline in any way. I also thought that in scenes where it was really intense and there was a lot of gunshots and, you know, they're at war, they right. broke up that scene with the camera shots from the press, and I thought that took away the intensity a lot. So, yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Was it everything that the hyped-up media, I guess, portrayed this film to be? Was it as much action, as much, worthy attention given to this movie as it should have been, or was it less than what you thought?
I thought it was less than. I will say that there was a lot of action, but I think watching the movie from the point of view of a press, there isn't as much action as you would if you were to see it from a soldier. But I will say that Kirsten Dunst, I really enjoyed her performance. I think, you know, how she said in past interviews that because she's of the age where she's stereotyped to play a mother role, I think it was really good to see her play something that was very different to that. And it right. really showed how colorful her acting abilities are. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, look, I agree. I thought she was great in this. So was Kaylee Spaney as the tag-along photojournalist. The problem I had with this movie was that the photojournalists take the place of the reporter on the scene kind of situation. The director here, Alex Garland, tries to mask that whole thing by trying to portray the photojournalists as the media, the good media, when most yeah. of America and many parts of different of the world don't even trust the media anymore. So
yeah.
I could see it right through that, and that just looks so false. So yeah. In I guess in closing, how would you give this a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I'd have to give it a thumbs down. I think that just the storyline was very unclear to me, and I found it really boring. So,
not your kind of movie. Not your kind of movie. All right.
No.
So, different strokes for different folks. I also gave this movie a thumbs down, so don't feel so bad. It's just, that's the way it is. You're not the only one.
Yeah.
You were not the only ones giving this a thumbs down. So, by the way, welcoming everybody joining us for the first time on Silver Screen Previews. We welcome you to the show. Catch us every single Sunday as we do a live broadcast, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. Our next and final film tonight on Silver Screen Previews is the Nicolas Cage sci-fi dystopian thriller Arcadian. So this one is also rated R, but in limited theater release, directed by Benjamin Brewer, stars Nicolas Cage, Jaden Martell, Maxwell Jenkins, and Sadie Soverell. In a near future where life on Earth has been decimated by mutating virus creatures, a father and his two sons must fight to stay alive. So here's a few clips from Arcadian right here on Silver Screen Previews. All right, so there's Nicolas Cage playing Daddy Dearest, trying to protect his two sons from creatures in this film, in Arcadian, which is once again rated R in limited theater release. All right, Maddie Adams, your review of Arcadian.
I actually enjoyed this movie. I thought it was quite good. I really liked the monsters. They reminded me a lot of Studio Ghibli designs, animations. I think the plot was a little simplistic. I've seen it before in a lot of apocalyptic films, yeah. like A Quiet Place, for example. But I still enjoyed it. I really liked the sound score as well. I thought that was really well done, and it really pulled together the plot line of the movie. So,
interesting. Yeah. Was there any surprise acting here in this film, or a particular actor that kind of surprised you at all?
Not so much that, but I was a little disappointed that Nicolas Cage didn't get more screen time.
That's actually a great point.
I thought that he would be there for the whole film, but he was only there for half of it, so, yeah.
Well, there's a big plot twist in the second act, which kind of like takes him out of the whole loop. But it's done on purpose in order to facilitate and let the film grow on the viewer. So I saw that coming just a little bit, like, oh, okay, I get it. I know what's happening. The third act I thought was incredible. Would you give this film a thumbs up or a thumbs down before I move on to my review?
I'd give it a thumbs up. I still really liked the music, and I did like the plot line. I'll give it a thumbs up.
Very good. So thumbs up for Maddie Adams on Arcadian, rated R, in limited theater release. So check your local listings for showtimes in your area. So let's do a quick recap of this week's films on Silver Screen Previews. First, Civil War. Maddie Adams.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Why? We always have to try and get some
The plot line was too boring for me. I didn't see the trajectory of the movie, and I thought there were a lot of random subplots. So, thumbs down.
Very good. So, thumbs down from Maddie. I also gave it a thumbs down. I thought this was highly questionable as far as the release date, and be it 2024, and we're getting very close to an election. And also, you can see right through that this is projectedist, propaganda film. That is all over the place. You see them from scene to scene to scene, and there's a couple of dead spots. So it's a movie that doesn't know what it wants to be and just kind of gives you an empty milk carton, unfortunately. Very good. So thumbs down there. And the second and final film tonight on Silver Screen Previews, Arcadian. Maddie Adams.
Thumbs up. I really liked the monsters. Again, it reminded me of Studio Ghibli, so I really enjoyed watching them. I did like the soundscape as well. I thought that was really nice to listen to, and it drew in the plot line of the movie, and I could clearly see a trajectory of where the movie wanted to go. So thumbs up for me.
Very good. So thumbs up for Maddie. I also give Arcadian a thumbs up because of the acting talent of the young cast of Jaden Martell, Maxwell Jenkins, and Sadie Soverell, which kind of drive the whole entire film. So if you were expecting a whole lot of Nicolas Cage, unfortunately you're going to be a little bit disappointed. But it's the story that counts. And in this case, less is more. The mistake that many of these studios make nowadays as they load all these sci-fi movies with an endless amount of actors and cast that are not necessary, and they actually destroy these films. So, yeah, like I said before, less is more. That's why Arcadian is a thumbs up in my book. Very good. Maddie Adams, where can we catch you on social media?
So if you go to my Instagram page, MaddieAdams101, so that's MaddyAdams, 101, you'll see my Instagram profile, and there's links to my TikTok account and Facebook page.
Very good. Excellent. Maddie Adams, we will see you down the road. So, once again, thank you so much for your expert analysis and expert opinions on this week's films.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Excellent. All right, great. So, programming note, we'll be on hiatus for the near future, but we will tell you when we will be returning to Silver Screen Previews as we are moving into new studios. Yes. So, the next time you see us, we'll be in a brand new, spanking new studio. So, I'll announce the whole stuff. I'll let you know on all the details then. But it's going to be great. So we welcome you to join us then. So on behalf of Maddie Adams, I'm Rob Martin. And we'll catch you next time right back here on Silver Screen Previews.